Welcome. Here we are, the Pick Me Up podcast. This week is a Kate's Journal week. So you are pretty much stuck with me talking to you guys about my life. This episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about how sometimes being in this creative industry is so damn hard to show up. I want to talk about exercise in the morning versus exercise in the evening because I truly always believed that I would be an evening exerciser until a couple of weeks ago. And I also wanted to start a discussion with you guys about attachment theory because it has been popping up crazily on my TikTok and I am extremely intrigued about it. We as people, I don't know, we're very interesting and I feel like I'm always learning about people and it's just never ending. So yeah, I'm very interested about that. But yeah, let's get into it. The Pick Me Up podcast acknowledges the traditional owners, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, on whose land we record this podcast. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all nations of this land. I mean, do you ever just wake up and be like, nope, I don't want to do today? I've had a few of those days lately and just like I want to hibernate in my apartment and I want to do my washing and I want to clean and I want to like dance around to music and I want to forget that I have a job to go to and that I have a million billion things that I should be doing instead of all those things because I should be living the adult life. Yes, I did say washing and for some reason, I mean like I hate doing washing, but when I'm really busy, I have heaps of things to do, I procrastinate by doing like cleaning and washing around my apartment, which I'm fully aware is very unusual. You know, fluffing the pillows and I like reorganize and redecorate and move my house plants around so that everything looks very stylish for like a day until life gets hectic again and then I just start throwing my shit everywhere. Anyway, sometimes I will suddenly have the urge to cook something really yummy that takes like 2 hours when I have a whole bunch of life admin I could be doing instead. I am totally aware that I'm very lucky to have those kind of things as things that I do when I procrastinate. But then I still fall behind in everything else. I listened to one of Abby Chatfield's podcasts this week and she had an intro where she was saying sometimes it's hard to just show up and perform in this industry show up and perform in this industry and sometimes, you know, like you'll get sick. But you don't really get sick days when you're in this industry unless you're like, you know, have a full-time contract or something. But you don't get sick days. You don't, if you've got a gig, you have a recording session, you're filming, whatever it is. Like if you have a day where you are just like, I can't do this, or something's going on in your life and you're like, ugh, I just don't have the energy to put in that face today. It's like, you kind of just got to do it. You got to be like, yep, you got to get yourself together. You got to go in, you got to do it. Anyway, I think hearing her say that was like very comforting to know that it doesn't really matter how successful you are or still like, okay, successful is, oh yeah, successful is the right word. It doesn't matter really like how successful you are. You still have days like that and you just don't become superhuman because you're, you know, have got a million followers on Instagram or whatever. It's like you still have days where you're like, this is hard. So yeah, I just wanted to do like a little note from me that like, if you want to get back into the bed and pull the sheets back over your head, it's okay. You got this. And everyone, no matter who you are, has those kind of days. Sometimes all it takes is just someone saying that and you're like, yeah, you know what? True. On another note this week, I would love to tell you all that I went to see the Jonas Brothers. I went to the Jonas Brothers a couple of weeks ago when they were here in Sydney. And I mean, I was a big fan when I was in my early teens, like 12, 13, maybe a bit older. Anyway, and I guess they were kind of like my version of One Direction. I never really got hugely into One Direction in terms of like I went to a concert. Like I never went to a One Direction concert. Love One Direction. Never went to a concert. Did go to Harry Styles last year. And the level of screaming at a Harry Styles concert is unreal. It is something I have never experienced in my life before. It was wild. I actually think I probably heard more screaming than I did Harry Styles actually singing. It was crazy shit. Like, wow. I'm not too sure if I ever need to experience it again. Like, probably lost a lot of hearing in one of my ears. And I was wearing like proper ear plugs. Like, anyway, I went to the Jonas Brothers, was the point of my story. I went to the Jonas Brothers and it was like my little 13-year-old self was so excited. Like, I don't think I have ever felt the need to sing every word and jump up and down like this little bean before. It was so fun. They had an intermission, which was like a bit random. But anyway, hey, I got to see them. That's all that matters. Actually, I'm going to be real with you guys here. I saw them twice. I went to both the Sydney concerts because as soon as I left the first one, I was like, oh, damn, I'm going back. And I have no regrets, none whatsoever. They blow my mind. The vocals are highly underrated. Like, not underrated, but their vocals are underutilized. Anyway, I'm going to get to that. But firstly, what came next after I had been to the two concerts was something wild to me. And I have never, and if you ask anyone who knows me, they will tell you, I have never been an intense social media scroller. Like, I've never been a person to just like sit there, scroll for like an hour or so, like through all the trending things and blah, 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 whatever. I just don't usually, like, I don't really get addicted to that sort of stuff. I do it for like 5 to 15 minutes and then I'm like, okay, sweet. Yep. Got my fix. I'm good. But oh my goodness, I became a serial scroller after the Jonas Brothers concert. It was like my entire brain was consumed and I thought, is this what all those people who are like mega fans of whatever, like this is what they must feel like? I couldn't stop. I was like scrolling while I was eating my breakfast and like in my breaks and like what? I was just like seeing all of the best bits of the concert. I'm like, Kate, you went to the concert. Like, what are you watching it on the... Anyway, I mean, how did this happen? And please, can it stop happening? I can't do anything else. Like, I'm consumed by this. And also, can we talk about Joe Jonas and his vocals? I mean, come on. That guy is underrated. I don't know why I'm singing a lot of things today, but here we are. Underrated. The song Walls that they do with John Bellion, I mean, damn. That's incredible. Like his vocal range and like the power and the belting. It's like, can they need to do more stuff like that because such a talent. I mean, Struth, the growls that he does, damn. Anyway, for an entire like 14 days after the concert, I was completely consumed by this and it was ridiculous. Like I messaged a friend of mine to be like, can you please explain to me what has happened to me? And all she was doing was just laughing, obviously. Anyway, for those who are wondering, I'm back. I have pulled myself out of the Jonas Brothers hole that I fell into and no judgment from anybody out there because they're awesome and you don't know what you're missing. I would like them to please release some more songs and use that epic vocal range, like that power, that like belting, that growl. Oh, so, so good. If you haven't heard Walls by the Jonas Brothers with John Bellion, if you haven't, like get on it. Get on it. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Sorry. That was a slight tangent, but here we are. I wanted to talk about exercise. Obviously, a lot of us are very familiar with exercise. It's very good for your mental health. It's good for your well-being. It's good for just you as a, you know, human. There's a lot of benefits. And I have always, my whole entire life, when I go through my little, I'm going to exercise and get healthy stages, I've always been an afternoon, like early evening exerciser. And my question is, are you guys morning exercise people or are you afternoon exercise people? Or maybe you just aren't an exercise person, but I pretty much thought it was like near impossible to be like a morning exerciser. And still, I don't think I'm ever going to be someone who's like, hey, I'm going to get up at like 5 and or even 4:30 and like hit the gym for an hour and a half. Like that's just not in me. That's so early. And I'm possibly a morning person, but like I'm an 8 o'clock morning person. I'm not like a 5 a.m. morning person. Anyway, so I have recently started getting up every morning to do exercise. One, well, because I have a Kelpie. And I need to get some more exercise in for her because they need a lot of exercise and I need to create a routine because living in an apartment here with her, so she's doing her best, but I got to give her lots of exercise. Also, if you haven't met or seen my Kelpie, her name is Frankie. She's the best. She's very cute. Anyway, and like two, I've started a new job and I was just so tired by the time I got home. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to put my exercise in the morning. Wow. It feels so good. I get up and I do an hour walk or run or 45 minutes or sometimes 90 minutes, but I do something, sometimes 20 minutes, you know, it's what counts, it's the effort. But I do something and I feel like way more motivated than I do or than I did. I feel way more motivated for my day. And I was wondering, like, is this a known benefit? Does it matter what time of the day you exercise? And so I was like, you know what? I want to do a little bit of research on this. And just a reminder, guys, I am not a medical professional. So anything I say or talk about on this podcast is from my own Googling and experiences. But yes, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do some Googling about this. I'm going to do some research about this. And as always, there are lots of different opinions, of course. And you need to relate this to you as a person and what works best for you. And there is some evidence that say that exercising in the morning may possibly bring benefits such as better sleep, better blood pressure, better take on the day. And I was like, I feel this. I feel this. Like, I'll take it because for me, in that sense of knowing I've already achieved something like awesome in the morning, I'm like, I'm set for the day. Like, I can do this. I've just got up. I've done something awesome. I've done some exercise. My mind is so much better. And then when I don't do it, and I haven't for the past 4 days, I'm like, ugh, I can't do life. Like, ugh. Anyway, so another tangent that actually reminds me, a guy I used to work with told me this story once. I can't remember where he heard it from, but he said that like, if you get up every day and you make your bed, you have already achieved one positive task. And that is like, that's a win. And I do love making my bed because I get that feeling. I'm like, yes, you got up, you made your bed, it looks great. You've achieved a nice little easy task for the day. So if you don't do anything else, you've done that. And you're a bloody legend for doing that. So I'm not sure if I told that story badly, but I'm hoping that you got onto my point. But yeah, I'm really frothing the exercise in the morning and I'm feeling it for the last 4 days where I haven't done it. And I'm like, got to get all these things done and I've done nothing. And then it's like, oh, too much. So if you haven't tried it, try it, give it a go, like a little stroll. Like even if it's 10 minutes, I feel like that would just make you feel so much better. Let me know how you guys go, you know. Also, it's getting dark early in the morning, so that is going to make it harder, but let's do this together. Let's get out there and 10 minutes max. No, that's a lie. 10 minutes minimum. 10 minutes minimum. Just like get out, get the fresh air, go for a stroll, run if you like, whatever your preferred method of like exercise is. I feel like it's going to make your day really good. Or make your bed. Make your bed, fam. Get up and make your bed. I sound like a mum. Get up and make your bed. No, but hopefully if you guys try that, let me know. Like tell me if you feel like it's just helped your day a little bit, you can listen to me crap on about it while you're walking, you know? Also, I always motivate myself with food because like I'm a foodie and a yummy brunch is always a win. For those of you who saw my TikTok, currently my healthy protein chocolate mousse is my go-to and it is so good. Anyway, I feel like I always figure out a way to bring food into these podcasts. Okay, so I've like rambled on for a bit now, but what I want to do now is We're going to be introducing a new element. So we've got scenarios that are happening in our podcast, which you guys will have heard of, but we're also going to introduce a new little section, which is called Top Three. And so we're going to be bringing this into both my journal episodes and also the episodes with the guests. And this is, it's kind of like an icebreaker. It's going to really get to know someone, but in like a fun way. Not get to know someone, I guess, personally, but also personally. Yeah, you're just going to get to know them and what's important to them, whether it's like songs or movies or like, I don't know, random things like what are their favorite games or like what do they like to smell? What do they eat? Like random things. And so you will be given like a topic, and so I'll do one today. And then you will list the three things in order from one to three and then a wild card. So I'm going to put it as like your number one thing, your number two thing, your number three thing, and then wild card. So my topic today is your top three items of memorabilia. That's a good one. That is a good one. Okay, so my top three items of memorabilia. Should have really read this before the podcast, but I think my first one would be my flute, because I played it all through high school. I played it all through primary school. I studied music and did some recording stuff at AIM with my flute, and then I went into band conducting, where I was then teaching flute and also conducting primary school bands. So I feel like it's got a big place in my heart because I found that job really rewarding. I found music. Yeah, that I found music is just very important in my life, and that's a good reminder of kind of where it all started, I guess. Number two. Oh, number two. Oh my gosh, that's so hard. Oh my goodness. I actually don't even know if I have. I do. I have number two. No, I don't know what my number two is. This is so tricky. Memorabilia. This is hard. Oh my goodness. Who gave this topic? Number two and three. Oh, I'm really dragging this out. I'm really sorry, everyone. Oh my gosh. Now I know what the guests feel like when I ask them difficult questions. It's like, oh my gosh, the pressure to come up with an answer is so wild. Number two. Probably my gymnastic leotards. That's really random, Kate. But anyway, my gymnastic leotards, because I think I wouldn't have the physical motivation and some of the skills that I have today that I'd, you know, use in everyday life, fitness and all that sort of stuff that I love. I wouldn't have that without my gymnastic training. So I'm going to go with that. And my third one would be my grandma's necklace. Is that classified as memorabilia? I think so. Yeah, my grandma's necklace. Just because I love my grandma. And she was used to hang out with her every day, every weekend, and play cards. And she always won everything. She was tinny, my grandma. So anyway, that's my top three. My flute, my gymnastic leotards, and my grandma's necklace. My wild card that's worthy of a mention is I don't have a wild card for this, I think, because they're the top three and they're probably the top three most important things to me. Still a bit random on my gymnastics one, but I'm going to go with that because I've stretched this on for far too long. So they're my three items, and I would love to know your guys' three items. So if you want to like hit me up on Instagram and let me know. What are some things that you guys, so I can share them in the next episode, in the next Kate's journal. that would be fun. Okay. So I have bubbled on for a bit, but I want to quickly mention, like, I'm doing this thing where when I do my solo episodes, I'm going to let you guys know a song that I've added to my playlist this week. And the song that I added to my playlist this week was Heaven by the Kid Laroi. Whew, if you haven't heard that, and that was a really terrible noise, sorry to make. If you haven't heard that, it was released, I think, in January this year, but the piano, oh, the raw vocals, it's a big song. I love it. So if you haven't listened to that, add it to your playlist. And I mentioned at the start that I wanted to talk through attachment theory, but I'm running out of time and I am going to keep talking, and that is going to be part two next week. So if you guys are interested in listening to, amongst other things, because obviously I won't talk about that for 20 minutes, but I do really want to talk about it because I think it's really interesting, communicating and humans and attachment theory styles in relationships. And I'm reading a book about it at the moment. So I'm going to talk about that next week. So please come back for part two of my Kate's Journal episode and tune in to see what I talk about there. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today talking about little bits and pieces of random things. Also, if there's things that you guys want me to talk about, hit me up, contact us on the Listen Up Music channel, or you can DM me on Instagram at Kate Gandy, whatever is easiest for you, and let us know if there's some fun things that you would like me to discuss, give my opinions on. It's kind of like a little Emma Chamberlain vibe there, isn't it? But yeah, do that, please. And thank you so much for listening today. And also, because I didn't get to the end of my episode, you're going to have to tune in next week to see what my scenario is. Later, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Bye.